This entire situation that we are currently engulfed within, this cornucopia of lunacy, you know, life, is naught but an illusion that we've bought into and that we agree upon. What if our experience of manifested reality is directly proportional to our level of conscious advancement? Well, here is the good news and the bad news. It is. It's both good and bad because the outer manifested reality is malleable based upon our level of consciousness. Thought creates, and that's just a fact whether you realize it or not. There exists in this world a presence, an undermining force, if you will, that seeks to derail human consciousness. It's an immense game of enormous magnitude that we're playing, and the only truly winning move is to not play the game at all, but instead to become self-actualized. This entire paradigm exists entirely to crush your essence, to snuff your flame, to diminish the light and the spark of all that you are. You are taught for your whole life to conform to it, to bend and compromise your perceptions, and allow your mind to be contorted, and woe to you if you even dare to question the insanity. If you do, then you are the crazy one. You are the lunatic. There will be no mercy if you stand within truth and spiritual empowerment, and you will be a target. Once you begin to break the chains of the perceptual control paradigm, the entire system will move against you. It can break you. It can destroy you if you let it. It can completely fuck you up. This is the initiation. Are you truly a pioneer of consciousness, a creator of a new paradigm, or are you simply willing to take the easy way out and remain as a cognitive slave? It's entirely up to you, and it is nothing more than a change in attitude, beliefs, and opinions. It's a psychological shift, a cognitive rebirth, a shedding of the skin, if you will. You need to learn to write your own story, to sing your own song, to create yourself. To hell with authority, for you are the author of you. Don't let anyone else write the script, for if you do, the play will end as a tragedy. Imagine a world of fully conscious, self-actualized human beings. What would that look like? What would it be to experience that? Well, no one knows because we've never done it, but isn't it about time that we gave it a try? What's the worst that could happen? You die so that your as-yet-unborn great-grandchildren can possibly experience freedom? Something that the human race has never known is the true sense of what freedom actually is. We have only experienced the illusion of freedom. We are slaves. Admit that to yourself. Until you can recognize that, how could you ever even begin to imagine what freedom is? Well, you can't because it's a foreign concept. We must venture into uncharted territories, into unknown waters. We must harness the reins of our own consciousness and guide it willingly into the next phase of our evolution, or become extinct. We, as a species on this planet at this time, are faced with this choice as we stand at the precipice of annihilation, staring oblivion in the face. We face a monumental crisis at this time, but it's important to understand that where there is crisis, there is also opportunity. If humanity, in its stubborn denial and steadfast arrogance, refuses to embrace this opportunity to create a new framework for what we may potentially become, then there will be no future generations left to clean up the mess. It will be endgame. The ball is in our court in the here and now, and the decision as to where we are going cannot be left to the psychopathic rulers of this circus, lest the earth become a desecrated, strip-mined, barren, lifeless rock. We are not powerless unless we choose the role of the victim, which of course is encouraged at every turn. Human potential is vast and remains largely untapped. What if the individual made a deliberate and conscious effort to tap into that wellspring of infinite potential? What may we accomplish? What may we become? What if a certain percentage of individuals deliberately detach themselves from the insanity and machinations of the Earth game, the surreal Carnival Bazaar, and instead focus their energy on raising their awareness and expanding their consciousness as an act of will? What if large numbers of people did this? I don't see that happening, but perhaps it just takes a small percentage to start the ripple effect like a pebble in a pond. On the other hand, maybe human, third-dimensional, physical experience has run its course in this plane of existence. Perhaps it simply is game over. Is it possible that the long-standing suffering of this species, existing in this predatory 3D world, has imparted all of the lessons that can be taught in this experiential playground full of schoolyard bullies? Can we take the final exam and move on to the next level? If an individual fails, are they held back to incarnate into another harsh third-dimensional experience until they get the lesson? Perhaps we are creation in contemplation, and eternity is our field of endeavor. I like to think that as conscious and sentient beings, that we may move on to bigger and better adventures. One thing that I feel certain of, in my bones, in my very being, is that we are far more than our physical vessels. To me, the body is nothing more than a ship navigated by consciousness through the stormy seas of physicality to explore, gather experiences, and ultimately expand its understanding of itself. How many people in this world can even entertain that idea? Very few. We become absolutely enthralled and mesmerized by the illusion. We remain enamored with the surreality, like an addict strung out on that which indulges the senses, yet kills him slowly. Until such a time that we realize that we are personally responsible, sovereign, and self-aware beings, can we ever even imagine what it means to be the masters of our own destinies? This moment is calling us to do just that, or perish. The realization of one's own sentience is the key to the lock on the door of captivated and enslaved consciousness. That is the way out of the mess, and that is the solution. The answer to your plight is found within what you carry with you, if only the individual could understand this and bring it forth into the world. We are being called to do just that in this age of deception, this age of unveiling, this age of illusion. Will you answer the call? Are you even capable of doing so? These are the questions you must ask yourself, and you must answer them. Nothing external can or will do that for you, so stop looking externally for that which can only be found within the realm of your own consciousness. Stop giving it all away to the sickness of this world. I strongly feel that if we operate from that level of cognition and spiritual knowingness, that we have nothing to fear at all. Whether we decide to create a new template for human experiential reality in this plane, or we simply graduate and move on to the next level of our quest to understand ourselves and evolve to the next level of whatever it is that we are to become, I think that either way, we win. It's far past the time to cultivate the fruits of the spirit. You know, joy, compassion, honor, love, brotherhood, connectedness, peace, truth, passion, kindness, and care. It's time to shake the chains of oppression and tyranny to the ground once and for all. The chains that shackle your heart and your mind, indeed, your very spirit. It's time to walk in the fire of the true magnificence that you already are by your very existence. I don't think the Earth game will ever be transformed into a utopia, but as self-actualized and conscious beings, we might navigate the tides of consciousness to maximize our experience and advance our perceptions, never forgetting that it is a willful act. And who knows, maybe we can at least create a model that operates based on cooperation and common sense. Perhaps we can work to heal all of the division, but I feel that begins by first reconciling the inner divide, which entails a process of total deconstruction. It is navigating the ship into the stormy seas of the unknown, where so few dare to tread.